About 2 months ago, I bought a bike. And about a month ago, I had my first crash. A truck turned in front of me into a parking lot. This morning was the first time since the crash I'd gotten back on the bike. Fortunately, the commute from home was uneventful. And to help quell the remaining demons, I slapped a press sign on my helmet in 175-point font so it was extra visible and set off for a ride specifically designed for safety. So I've already ridden 6 miles into work, and now it's off from the station to Doak Campbell Stadium to meet the Department of Transportation people. The makeshift press badge, though, flapped in the wind against my helmet, sounding for all the world like an angry wasp in my right ear. At the stadium, I met Achilles Cortellis, who's a researcher with the University of South Florida's Center for Urban Transportation Research. He doesn't believe drivers and bicyclists are incompatible, just forgetful.
The majority of people know the laws. They just don't usually apply them when they're out there.
But his humor underlies a problem facing the state's pedestrian population as a whole.
Florida is number one in pet fatalities based on NHTSA numbers. And that's basically if you take the rate of the how many people die with the population. That's the rate. Florida's number one actually has double the national average.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, almost 2,400 pedestrians were killed in Florida in 2011, a rate of 2.5 deaths per 100,000 people. California, with a population double that of Florida, had a rate one-third better than the Sunshine State. So, with those statistics in mind and a police motorcycle escort to stop traffic on the roads from the stadium to downtown Tallahassee, a group of about a dozen cyclists set off. Many were avid riders, including Alan Hanstein, who brought his mountain bike. He had to work a little harder to ride up the hill to get to the Florida Capitol.
It was okay, just that hill at the end. I came in pretty close to where the road bikers were.
Hanstein regularly takes long rides and says the roads are safer now than in years past, but more can still be done.
I think there's always room for improvement, but definitely people are becoming more aware of bikers on the road, but they need to be careful. I always try and personally be safe myself as a biker. I'm being defensive. But obviously, I hope that everybody else can do the same, even if they're in a car.
After a short water break, it was back on the bikes and back to FSU, where DOT officials handed out bike lights and fluorescent pink or green T-shirts. The riders were all entered into a drawing for a new bicycle as well. But when DOT Chief Safety Officer Laura Hollingsworth began drawing names, a funny thing happened.
Number 5 is Kristen Sloan.
The first two people she called as prospective bike winners weren't there. The third was, however.
Stan Justvesky.
That's me.
We were just talking before you all took off that Stan had a little crash a month ago.
That's about right.
And so the bike that he was riding is no longer perfect. But this one will be.
The new Schwinn, sleek and jet black with curvy lines and classic styling, is a beauty. But I couldn't keep it. It'll go to another good home, and I will continue to strap on my helmet and get on my road-worn two-wheeler and remember to look both ways on the commute from work to home. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.